Okay, let's talk about a feeling. A feeling that I'm pretty sure every single person listening to this has right now.
I think I know where you're going with this.
It's that low-grade anxiety that you are just constantly falling behind. You know, you open your phone, you see the infinite scroll on TikTok, the thousands of new podcasts on Spotify.
The newsletter's just piling up. It feels like a flood, doesn't it?
It's a tsunami. And the shelf space is infinite, but the problem is our time is not my time, your time. It's painfully linear. And yet, if you're a creator or a business, the expectation is you're everywhere all the time.
Exactly. You've just hit the absolute core tension of the digital economy today. The distribution problem is solved. You don't need a printing press to reach 1 billion people.
Right.
But solving that created a new and I think much nastier problem,
Wow.
the production bottleneck.
Because you need the newsletter, you need the podcast, you need the YouTube short for the scrollers, the tweet thread for the thinkers.
And that's where the burnout kicks in, is what marketing folks call the battle for mental availability. Growth comes from how often your brand, intersects with a customer's life. If you're only a podcast, you miss them at lunch when they're scrolling.
But being all of those things at once, it's a recipe for a breakdown. So today we're looking at a combination of tools that claims to fix this very problem. We are doing a deep dive into Memberful and the Auto Content API.
It's a really fascinating pairing. On one side, you've got Memberful. I mean, this is best-in-class membership software. We're talking about the platform used by heavy hitters like Vox, Relay FM, the Mythical Society.
Which is such a great example of a membership done right.
It is. Memberful is the destination.
Hey, sure.
It's where you build that sustainable business through direct audience money. It handles the payments, the access, all that stuff.
And then on the other side, you have Auto Content API. And this is where things get a little bit sci-fi. It calls itself an industrial engine for content, an API-first alternative to something like Google's Notebook LM, but built to turn raw data into multimedia at scale.
So the mission for this deep dive is really to see if this combination can solve that creator's dilemma. How can one person, a solo publisher on Memberful, actually operate with the output of a major media company?
That's a huge promise. The solo creator with the power of a newsroom.
Okay, but before we get too carried away, let's look at the reality. If I'm running a Memberful site, I'm relying on that recurring revenue. What happens if I stop posting for a week?
People leave. It's called churn. And they expect that constant stream of high-value, exclusive stuff. The typical Memberful user, an educator, a podcaster, an analyst, they're on a treadmill. They have to keep producing.
And producing quality stuff is so expensive. I was looking at the data from our sources on this, and the numbers for doing it manually are, well, they're kind of depressing.
They're prohibitive, is what they are.
Outsourcing just one high-quality podcast episode.
You're looking at anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
15 grand for one episode and a single short-form video for TikTok or Reels. $50 to $300. So this idea of omnichannel ubiquity being everywhere, it's mathematically impossible for most people.
Okay, so this is where Auto Content API steps in. They use a phrase I want to dig into. Content transformation, not generation. Why is that distinction so important?
Because generation implies making something from nothing,
Right.
right? Like asking ChatGPT for a poem. It can hallucinate. Transformation assumes you, the creator, you already have the value.
Okay, so I've already done the hard work.
You've written the blog post, you have the PDF report, the value is there. You just don't have the time or the team to reformat it for every other platform.
It's that Notebook LM gap, isn't it? Google's tool is amazing. You drop in a PDF and two AI voices chat about it. It's so cool, but.
But it's a consumer product. You have to log in, you have to drag the file. It's like a sit-down restaurant experience. Auto Content API is the ghost kitchen.
Explain that analogy for me.
A ghost kitchen has no tables, no waiters. It's just a digital order coming in and a finished meal going out the door. Auto Content is headless. It has no user interface. It's just designed for pure automation.
Okay, let's make that concrete. Walk me through it. I'm a Memberful creator. I've just finished a 40-page report. It's a PDF. I am exhausted. What happens next?
In the old world, you'd post the PDF and collapse. In this world, you just drag that PDF into a specific Dropbox folder on your computer. That's it. That's all you do.
I just drag and drop a file.
Correct. The API sees that new file, it wakes up, it digests the PDF, pulls out the key findings, and then it writes a podcast script summarizing it. It generates the audio, it creates a vertical video to tease the report, and it pushes all that out.
So while I'm sleeping, my ghost kitchen just cooked a five-course meal from my one ingredient.
Precisely. And the quality isn't just a robot reading text.
Which brings us to the next part, which is huge for Memberful.audio. Right, because members-only podcasts are a cornerstone feature for them. But this is where I get skeptical. I listen to podcasts for the human connection. I don't want to hear Siri reading a financial report. That sounds awful.
And 2 years ago, I would have agreed with you 100%. But the tech has shifted. Auto content focuses on what it calls multi-speaker dynamics.
Like that Google thing?
Yes, but programmable. The API can generate two AI agents having a natural-sounding conversation about your content. It even includes the interruptions, the ums and ahs. It mimics a real radio show.
Okay, that's more engaging for sure. But it's still not me. My brand is my voice. Aren't I breaking the promise to my members if I replace myself?
The CEO paradox. The audience wants to hear from the founder, but the founder has the least amount of time. The fix for this is their voice cloning endpoint.
I can actually clone my voice.
You record a script once, maybe 10 minutes of audio. The API trains a model on your specific way of speaking, your pauses, your tone. After that, you can generate daily updates in your own voice without ever touching a microphone.
That is wild and a tiny bit scary. So I could be on vacation and AI me is still dropping daily market updates for my members.
Yes. And the sources say these voices are natural, steady, and believable. It solves the consistency problem. Your clone is never tired.
Your clone is never tired. I need that on a t-shirt. Okay, what about growth? You mentioned a feature called instant globalization. How does that plug into Memberful?
This is just pure leverage. The API supports over 50 languages. So you take that one report in English, and you can instantly auto-translate the script and resynthesize the audio in Spanish or German or Japanese.
And with Memberful, I can create different membership tiers.
Exactly. You can launch a German edition plan tomorrow. You've just multiplied your total addressable market without hiring a single translator.
That is the definition of scaling. You're selling the same asset to 5 different markets.
With zero marginal effort.
Okay, so we've covered keeping current members happy, but you always need new members. You need marketing, top of funnel traffic.
And today, the top of the funnel is all about one thing, vertical video.
The short form imperative,
yeah.
TikTok, Reels, Shorts. But video is a nightmare. Lighting, editing, I'd rather do my taxes.
Most people would, which is why auto content has a specific endpoint for this. Video creates shorts.
And what does that actually do?
You feed it a script, it generates an AI avatar, lip syncs the audio, adds subtitles, pulls in stock footage, and formats the whole thing for a phone screen.
Let's talk economics again. We said a manually produced short could be, what, up to $300?
At least.
What's the API cost on this?
It's a credit model, but works out to about 400 credits. In real money, that's about 4 euros.
Wait, 4? As in a cup of coffee?
A cup of coffee versus a car payment.
Yeah. That price difference isn't just about saving money. It changes your entire strategy, doesn't it?
Completely. If a video costs $300, you're precious with it. You agonize over the script. You pray it works. If it costs 4 euros...
You don't care.
You just don't care. You can do what they call creative testing at scale. Make 50 versions with different hooks, different avatars. You throw it all at the wall and see what sticks.
You can have a faceless growth engine running for you 24/7. That's a massive advantage. And there's an SEO angle here too, right? Something about dwell time.
Right. Google wants to see people staying on your page.
Yeah.
It's a signal of quality. And what keeps people on a page?
Video.
Video. So you can use the API to crawl your own Memberful sales page, generate a 60-second explainer video, summarizing it, and embed it right at the top.
So the API reads my post, makes a video about my post, and I put the video back in my post.
Yes. And that user stays for an extra minute. Google sees that, ranks you higher, you get more traffic, and you convert more visitors into members. It's a flywheel.
Okay, let's shift to the pro publishers. We mentioned Vox. These are serious journalism outlets. They care about accuracy, about breaking news. How does this system help them?
This is where the deep research API comes in. And we need to be really clear. This is not ChatGPT making things up based on data from 2021.
That's the big fear, right? Old data, hallucinations.
Exactly. This API uses agents to browse the live web right now.
So it can read the Financial Times today, it can read SEC filings as they're posted.
Yes. It reads reputable sources, it cross-references the claims. An analyst on Memberful could set up what they call recurring research tasks.
What would that look like in practice?
Imagine telling the API to scan your top 3 competitors every morning at 6 a.m. You wake up and there's a fresh briefing document or even an audio summary waiting for you with your coffee.
It's like having a research assistant who never sleeps.
And doesn't ask for a raise. This all leads to a workflow they call newsjacking.
Newsjacking sounds aggressive.
It is. It's the art of injecting your brand into a breaking story. And in news, speed is everything.
So how does the API help me be first?
It integrates with live feeds from X and Reddit. It has tweet intelligence. It's listening to the sentiment of the internet.
It's monitoring the noise for a signal.
And when it detects a signal, say crypto crash starts trending, it automatically triggers the Deep Research API to find out why. It drafts a market alert script, creates the video, and can even publish it.
That is a little bit terrifying, but incredibly powerful. You could have a video analysis of a market event on your Memberful site before you've even had breakfast.
And that builds authority. Authority drives subscriptions. People will pay to get the meaning behind the news instantly.
Okay, so we've got the what and the why. Let's talk about the how. Memberful and Auto Content, two different companies. Am I going to need a computer science degree to get them to talk to each other?
Thankfully, no. This is the era of no code. You use tools like Make.com or Zapier.
So it's like setting up a recipe if this happens.
Then that happens. So the trigger is a new post on your Memberful site.
Okay.
That action tells Auto Content to grab the text. The API does its magic, sends back an MP3 file.
And then the final action
is just to upload that MP3 to your podcast host.
So when it's that set up, I never have to touch it again.
That's the set it and forget it promise. It just works in the background.
What about the money, the actual platform costs? Is this only for big media companies?
It's surprisingly accessible. Plans start at about 24 euros a month.
And for a serious creator.
You're looking at maybe the high volume peer, which is around 166 euros a month.
But let's talk ROI on that. You made a comparison earlier about freelancers.
Right. This is the key takeaway. Their business plan costs about the same as one single hour of a skilled video editor's time in the U.S.
1 hour.
For the price of that 1 hour of human work, you can generate a daily podcast for an entire month using the API.
That's the stat that sticks with you. 1 hour of human labor for a month of AI labor. It basically drops the cost of production to almost zero.
And it makes you flexible. You can scale up credits for a big launch and scale down in a quiet month. No hiring and firing. It turns content from a fixed salary cost into a variable cost.
That is massive for a small business.
Okay.
Okay, so let's pull all this together. We started with this idea of content saturation.
And the production bottleneck it creates.
And what we're really seeing is a fundamental shift. This tech, it changes the entire economics of growth for Memberful creators. It moves content from a manual craft to programmable infrastructure.
It really does. And there's one last piece in the sources that I think points to the future. They mentioned the agentic web.
I've heard that term. What does it actually mean here?
Well, think about it. We're moving from a web where humans read things to a web where AI agents read things for humans.
Right, like when I ask an AI question instead of Googling it.
Exactly. And Auto Content doesn't just output pretty video and audio. It outputs structured data. Your content becomes perfectly formatted to be read and understood by those future AIs.
So you're basically future-proofing your content, making sure it can be found and used by the next generation of the internet.
That's the hidden benefit, yeah.
That is a lot to take in. I want to leave our listeners with one final thought to chew on. We've established that this tech drops the cost of quality production to near zero. So if making the content is free and instant, then the competitive advantage isn't making the content anymore.
No, the value moves up the chain. It's the strategy behind the workflows. It's the unique insight you feed into the machine in the first place.
Exactly. So the question to ask yourself is this. Are you using these tools to build a media company? Or are you just using them to build yourself a more efficient job? Because if you're not building the infrastructure, someone else is. And they're going to drown you out.
That is the question to sleep on.
On that slightly alarming note, thanks for listening to this deep dive. Go take a look at your workflows, and we will catch you on the next one.